Okay, here we go. We're in the second chapter of Hilchos Tumas Ames Halacha. Hey, Shelley, regarding the question you asked yesterday, you asked the question if we said that a stillbirth, if it comes in pieces, it gives off Tumas. You asked, well, what about, we said the last class was mentioning even a cotton who's one day old. That's talking about contracting Tumah, not giving off Tumah. The halacha that we were mixing in was, we said that the only living people who give off Tumah, who receive Tumah, okay, is only people who, this halacha, Yud Dalid, was speaking, that was saying that we said the Rabbanan, a Zov gives off, a Goy is like a Zov, but really nobody gives, can receive Tumah, whatever. That's the split halacha, he says, is someone has to be a human being, he has to be a Jew, doesn't matter, he's an adult, he's a cotton, they contract all the Tumahs, and they even contract Tumah's mace, doesn't matter what he is, even if he's 8 months old, even though he's like, then he's considered, he can contract the Tumah, being makabel Tumah, receiving Tumah. So now you see the giving off is even if he's cut up into pieces. So that's the difference over there. Okay, and we talked, okay, good. So we talked a lot about yesterday about the difference between aver min hames, piece of a part from a dead body, and an aver min hachai. Marked differences, we said yesterday. And we said an aver min hachai is only an aver. Whatever, however we defined an aver, with skin, bones, and sinews, has to be complete. All this, it has to have all that or close to it, but regular flesh not, which is totally different than a mace. A mace, just regular flesh of a ksais already does that. So we discussed a lot of differences in that. We said the aver mina mace, it's metama in everything, and if it's complete, but even if it's not a complete aver, if it just has flesh, it's going to be the tamei v'ksayis. So now we're moving on to marrow, which has a status of flesh. That's the status of marrow, is like flesh, and the halachos will be the same, whatever the halacha will be for from a dead person or from a living person. So we start halacha moach, marrow shibesoches, that's inside the bone. Okay, so what generally happens if it's complete? In other words, there's two cases of marrow. One is the marrow fills the entire inside the bone, as opposed to what you'll see in a second. But there's a bone that's hollow, but it's closed on both ends, but it's filled with marrow. So it's filled with marrow. We consider it, harehu mala arucha mechutz. It typically could cause flesh to regenerate from the outside if it was alive. And that was a thing we mentioned yesterday. Lefika, therefore, kulis hames, the thigh bone of a dead person. Vuetzam asosu mishnei sosav. It's a bone that's closed on both sides. Imyesh pesocha moach kidei lalos arucha. If it's filled with marrow, which if it was alive, it would regenerate it. So then we say, Hareze kemes sholem. It's considered like a mes sholem, and meaning to say, it's considered like a complete aver. Okay? It's a complete aver. Alright, now, that's fine. We're going to be considered a complete aver. He's talking about kulis hames. Kulis hames. The bone with the marrow in that, it would not work for living because a bone alone wouldn't be metama.
No,
just for mace. But what if it's not full of marrow? What if hayabo moach hamisnadneid? Let's say there's marrow in the bone, but when you shake it, you hear it's moving around. It's loose. And that tells us it would not be able to regenerate flesh if it was alive at that time. So what's the halacha then? So now it's not going to work as a mace shalom. It's not going to be considered as a complete aver for a mace, but rather we can go to other forms. Imieshba kezayis. There's kezayis of marrow itself, because marrow has a status of flesh. then arayz emetama b'ol. Then that will give off tumas all. Afalisha etzem susser mikol stoadov. Even though the bone is closed on all sides, here's a very important rule that we're going to learn much more about later on. But the rule is tuma bokas v'ola. Tuma is able to break through enclosures that is in a bone. It goes up. We'll see how far it goes up, but anything on top of it, it's matame, bokas fioretas. It's makama things that are below it.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's very interesting. It will have the tumas oyo, but it will not have tumas maga. Why? Because you can't touch it. You could have the tumah of carrying it.
You can carry it.
But you're not going to have the tumah's maga, because it's not the bone now. It's the marrow inside that if there's a chayus, that's considered the flesh and not the bone. No, it's sealed. It's in a thigh bone, sealed on both sides.
So you can carry it and it can give out oil.
Okay, and that's what he finishes off. Shamoach kabasar l'choldover. Consider the marrow like flesh in every aspect. So that's only going to work, you know, for tumas mace when the person's dead, as opposed to the living being, because the bone alone isn't going to give off any tuma from a living being, as we learned yesterday. But if it's a dead being, all you need is the flesh. The marrow is considered the flesh. If it's got the full bone intact and it's together with that, then we say it's going to be like a complete aver.
So there's no issue with the
human,
with the live one.
No issue. Now, let's talk about a limb. Or flesh that's dangling, has not been totally severed, but one thing's for sure, it's dangling to a point that it will not reconnect. It can't regenerate itself. It's just hanging on a thread, whatever, but it's time is limited. So in that case, ba'adam, with a person... It can't regenerate itself. Still, hare habosor tohor. Now, we look at it as if it's any cut off. That's the basic halacha. Because it can't regenerate, so what is the marriage connected? It's like it's cut off. So how do we look at that? Well, let's look at it this way. Hare habosor, if it's a case of meat alone, flesh, basar tar, because that's basar min achai. Basar min achai is not matami. The person's alive. V'ha'ever, but the limb could be mitame mishum eiver min achai. It can make you tame as an eiver min achai if it has all the conditions of an eiver, flesh, bones, and sinews. But ve'eino mitame mishum eiver min ames. But it can't be mitame as a piece of an eiver from a dead person, because it wasn't. Even if the person will die afterwards, it's not going to matter because it was separated when he was alive. So it can never. That's the basic rule he's saying. A dangling flesh or a dangling eiver is treated like eiver or flesh minachai, provided the person was alive when it came. So it's totally disconnected, even though it's hanging. Forget it. So now Ramah just kind of asks a question, and the answer is really a summary of everything we've said up to now. So, ma ben eiver achai le'eiver min ames. What's the difference between a limb from a living being, a limb from a dead being? Eiver min achai, when it's eiver from achai, basar haporish mimenu, the flesh alone that separates it. Ve'etzem haporish mimenu, and the bone alone that separates from it, tahorim, artar. It's only going to be tahorim if it's an aver that has flesh, bone, and sinews, and an aver shalim on that, for that matter. But for aver ben ames, limb from a dead person, basar haporish mimenu, the flesh that comes off of a dead one, the etzem aparish menu, and a bone that comes in it, or the aver mukumufrashim min ames hashalom, it's considered like it's separate from a complete mace, umetamim bishurim, and based on the shiurim that they will require, they'll give the tuma as we are learning them slowly, slowly, what the shiurim are, either exias or whatever, but they can all be metama by themselves. Five. Next, halacha zayin, ubein aver min achai, regardless if it's a limb from a chai, living being, bein aver min ames, remember, complete aver, ein lahem shir. There's no shir. That's a very little baby, one day old baby who died, yeah. Right? And its pinky is like really small, and the pinky is going to be less than a kazayas for sure. But it's a complete aver because it has flesh, sinews, and bone. Complete. As long as it's complete, doesn't matter if it's cut off of a living baby or if it's separated from a dead baby. There's no shear. That's kind of been mentioned already. Mm-hmm. Now we come to a very important halacha that we touched on, I think, yesterday. Not as we typically thought it was. Amru Chachamim, the rabbis tell us, yes, they tell us, Masayim Shmona Va'arboim Evorim Yesh Ve'ish. There are 248 Evorim.
Limbs.
Halachic Evorim of the man. That's not going to be all the organs.
No.
It's not. Kol Echad Ve'echad Mehem, each and every one of those must have, and they do have, Basar v'gidim v'etzem, flesh, sinews, and bones. There's 248 parts of the body that are called avorim. Avorim. So what would be excluded from that? We already mentioned, but the Ramana adds one more. Vein hashinayim in aminyan. So teeth would not be considered that number. And other organs as well will not be considered halachic organs, as the Rambam mentioned yesterday. What did he say? The kidney, right? He said the kidney and the tongue, right? They don't
have... I think that's more than the man.
We're going to get to it. We're just saying now 248.
With a man.
With a man. He says, Ba'ish, with a man.
Yeah.
Okay? So when we say 248, it's really, there's more than 248, whatever you want to call it, body parts, whatever you call it. But halachic evorim of flesh, bone, and sinew, it's 248. Uba'isha, with a woman, she's got three more. Masayim ve'echad ve'chamishin. 251, because we count in the uterus area, there are three limbs in that area. Okay, fine. So that's the numbers that we have. So now, becomes the rule, and it gets a little tricky, but not overly hard. Kol aver mehem sheperish kibriya. So any of these limbs that separates as it was when it was originally created, meaning complete. Okay, bein min achai, regardless of separate from a living person, the person still alive and was amputated off or whatever, bein min is from a dead person, if it has the requisite qualifications, mitame b'maga b'masimo, he kicks off to him in those three ways. Chutz, except mishlosha evarim yeser shvisha, the three extra limbs of a woman, because the pasuk says, Adam kiyamus bohel, a man who dies in his tent, something that's for all people. We're going to see she'enim a time, but they don't give off tumas ohel. Those extra three give off tumah mag and masa, but not ohel by a woman, because the pasuk when it talks about tumas oil says an adam, meaning the organs, the avern that are the same by a man and a woman. So those three don't give off. Now comes a little tricky one. Everyone's 248 does everything. Her three extra, just mag and masa, not oil.
Because
it says a man who dies in an oil, so it means anyone who has limbs similar to a man. So the woman has 248, like his 248. Okay, next along is not hard. You just got to notice the differences over here. Okay, what if there's an extra digit on the hand? There is a... Let's just try to make the picture as close as we can. It looks like that.
An accessory.
Six. Or whatever. I can't do it so good.
You got it here.
I don't know if it looks like it, but anyway, six. You got six. So the halacha is going to be, if it has everything, if it's on the line, not even on the line, but if it has, it looks like a figure, it's got a nail and everything, that's an extra one. It'll be matama like any other aver.
So we're talking 249?
Well, it's an unusual case, but yeah. But now we're going to talk about if it doesn't have everything that a regular finger has. That becomes the next issue over here. V'chein etzpa yisera. Similarly, an extra digit to the person has a sixth finger. Sheyesh po etzem, it has bone. Okay, and imagine sinew and flesh. But it doesn't have the nail. So now we got to see how we're going to treat that. In other words, if it has the nail, he's not going to talk about it. Because then we're going to treat that like an aver, just straight off. But if it's missing the nail, so it depends. Im nisperes al gav yad, if it's in the row, okay, on the regular, like coming off of the palm.
It starts in the same spot as other.
Right. In other words, it's staying in the same row as opposed to chves coming out of here. Okay, no, it's like on the same row, so ola l'minyan row v'rim. So it's counted with the other majority of limbs that are there. We'll see. It's referring to another halacha, but we'll see. But it's one of them. But v'meina nisperes al gavaya. But what if it's not in the row, but it's just, you know, coming off somewhere else? Let's say coming off over here like that, ichveis, right? Hayad. Then it's only metama b'mago b'masa. It's only metama with two types of tuma. We'll see. It's rabbinic. V'ena metama, but not in a tent. It's only rabbinic, and the obvious reason is because we can confuse it with a finger that is in the row. Finger that is in the row, it's metama tumas daraisa, all three tumas. So you got an extra finger. People are not going to remember the differences. They're going to think, well, it's a sixth finger. Six fingers from the time. No. All of it's in the row. So it's not in the row. We rabbinically give it tumah of maga and masa. On the other hand, so now, v'imhaya bat siporen, but what if it has a fingernail? Harei kishare varim. Then it's like other fingers, even if it's not in the row. So it comes out an extra digit with a fingernail, then no matter where it is, it's Doraisa called an Aver, and it's Matame all three. That's a finger with a nail is always Matame. Finger without a nail will be Matame if it's in the row. If it's not in the row, then it's not Matame Tumas Ohel, it's Matuma Maga Bamasa Durabona. And now the question is, why did we rabbinically decree a tuma for the finger without the fingernail if it's not in the row? Because people confuse it with one that is in the row. But if that's the case, so why don't we give it all three tumas already?
Yeah.
Give it the tuma of that. So here's a very important point he's saying. Answer is, also a hecker, we want to make a discrimination between this rabbinic tumah and the biblical tumah. You'll see why in a minute. Kidei lahodia, to let everybody know, shetumasa midivrei mishum gzera. It's only a rabbinic tumah because of a decree. Now what do I care if it's rabbinic or biblical? He gives tumah off anyway. The answer is, regarding truma,
yeah.
If somebody has that tumah, they touch truma, we're going to burn the truma as
no.
Truma tamea. In other words, if a person has biblical tumah,
burn it.
And it touches truma, you must burn the truma. But if it's rabbinic truma, you can't eat the truma, but you can't burn it because you're not really, biblically, it's not tameh, and you're forbidden to... It's not a suffix. It's not
a suffix if it's true truma.
It's not. It's rabbinic. We know it's rabbinic. So since it's rabbinic, you can't burn that truma. So we want to make sure, can eat it, but we still can't burn it. How am I going to know? I thought I should burn it because it's only got this tumah, this digit without a nail that's not in the row, right? We're saying it's only rabbinically tumah, so now we know because it's not tumah tumas oil. So now, well, it can't be like regular tumah, so we would not burn the kachim. The Kedeshal Yisrael tumah, so truma v'kachim, won't burn truma kachim, so we know the difference of that. Okay, now, from halacha ches to yud, We are now going to get into the halachas of straight tumah of bones. Okay? Now let me tell it to you in advance, and then we'll look at it inside. Okay, bones of a dead body. Remember, a living body, a bone would be nothing. Bones of a dead body, any one of the five criteria will give the complete tumah. Any one of the following five criteria. If it's a spine, a complete spine, we're talking a skeletal now, a spine, okay, then we're going to talk about the next one is the skull. That's by itself. Then there's something called rov minyan, a majority of the number of skeleton bones that exist. Okay, now, or rov binyan, a majority of the structure, not the amount of bones. Now we'll see. Not the number of bones, but the number, the amount, the volume, what do you want to say, the majority, but we'll see what that means exactly. Okay, and any of these, let's say it's an eensy-weensy baby, one day old, a very, very small baby, ready? Even if that doesn't have a shear of kazayas, it'll still be matame as an aver. That's remember, they don't have no shear. The any one of those four. And then there's another one, if you don't have any of those criteria, but any combination of bones, if it's a rova hakaf, if it's a quarter of a kalv volume, which is a volume of six eggs, it also will give off tumas etzem. Okay? We will see. There's still other things of if it doesn't have all five, there's, and this is all, I'm sorry, without any shear at all. If not the five, we're going to see another halacha. It has to have the shear of a barley corn. So we will see. So in other words, we'll put it all together. We'll review this, but you're going to see it's five major criteria. So let's look inside. Noches. Atzmos hames. We're talking about bones of a dead body. Shenel and buser, even if they don't have any flesh, because from a dead body, bones alone are metame. So even our flesh, it's a skeleton now. If you could see that it looks like the shape of bones, meaning it hasn't decomposed to the point you can't even tell it's a bone, then forget about it. Or well, have different halachas. But if it's clearly a bone, you know this is a fibula, I don't know what, and you know that's the bone, fine. These bones can be metame with all three, like a full mace, regardless of their volume. But as long as but we still will give them the name of the bone of a person. So what are the five criteria necessary to be called the bone of a person? So let's see. The Elohim, these are the ones that, regardless of their volume, had some shame at time of mace, these bones that give off tumma like a dead body. Number, he's going to say them briefly and then go into detail. Hashidra, the spine. Hagogolos, the skull. Verov binyano, and the majority of the structure. Verov minyano, and the majority of the number. Now he's going to go through all four in detail, or brief detail. Hashidra, Kate said, what's the spine? Shidra shehi shlema. It has to be a complete spine, which would mean harei kamei shal. Then as tummy as a complete corpse. And how? What's that shalim mean? It's got all 18 vertebrae in it. Vim chaser afil yechulia achas mishon asrechulias. If missing one of the 18 vertebrae, harei kisharat samas, then it's treated like any other regular bone, which would have different halachas, and there's situations where it could be tameh as well, based on other halachas. Okay, as we'll discuss, but it won't be done as a spine. Okay, how Gulgolas case? What about the skull? Gulgolas shleima, a complete skull. Harei kames is like a dead body. But the chasera kasela, if it has a hole in it, that it's chaser to the point of a sella, that's a Roman coin in the times of the Mishnah. Let's say it's whatever. Let's say this was the coin, got a hole in the skull like that. Harei kishar, so we treat like other bones that would have different halachas of tumah. What if you have Hayyub on the Kovim Kriya? What about a bunch of small little holes and not anyone's a Sela? Kula Mitzvah Sela. But if they add up the different holes together, add up to a Sela, then that also would invalidate it as a skull bone. Three, Kol Binyano. Now, what's the entire structure? Before I go to the majority of the structure, halachically, what are we calling the entire structure? It's not the whole structure. Shalom hu, shtei ashukayim, two of the parts of the knee to the ankle. That's called the...
The knee to the ankle?
The knee to the ankle.
That's the calf.
It's the calf. Then we have... Vehayerechaim, and the knee to the pelvis, that's the thigh. Vehatzlos, and the ribs. Vashidra, and the spine. That's the whole binyan. So now what's rov binyan? That's what we're looking for. The majority, Robin Shalmeis, if you got three components, Hareu Kamei Shalom, Keitzakon, Shtei Shokov, if you have two of the calves, Vyorech Achas, and one thigh, or let's say two thighs and one calf. He doesn't get into other examples of that, but that would be, he'll go into much more detail later on. So that's considered, and you've forgotten the whole, well, really, the top, the arms, the skull, we're not looking at that. That's something we call structure. The hands aren't really the structure of the person. It's a lot like the main thing everything rests on. The head's not either. If you have a majority of that, then you've got that. That's like a kamei, a reu kamei shalom. One second. What did I do? Hareu kamei shalem. Yes, I did that. Now, v'imchaser rov binyan mekoshu, but if you're missing a little bit from the majority of the structure, then harei kishar tzomus. It's like other bones, again, that have done for halachas. Rov binyan, okay, so what's the majority of the numbers of the bones? Well, rov binyan tzomus, you know, majority of the number of bones. So what is the number of bones for man? 248. What's the majority?
248, 124, 125.
Okay, so Kigon, because 124 is a tie, it's half. Yeah, 124. Kigon Shayamea, the Chamisha, the Esmets. You have to have 125 bones, okay? And obviously, we're speaking where you don't have a full spine or a full skull, because you had a full spine and skull, you get it anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're missing the spine and skull, Harel Kamesh looks like a complete body. What if Haya Mea Varboves, and what if you only have 124? Harel Kishar Somas, you treat them all like regular bones. Afalpi, now let's look at this. Afalpi Shahaya Adam Zeh. Let's say this person was born with Yasser Ve'evar Ve'evachasrek. Let's say he was born with more or less. Let's say he was born with an extra finger. Well, now he's got 249. Okay. Or let's say two extra fingers, right? 250, whatever. So, or let's say he has less. He's missing a few fingers, right? Ein mashkichim bo. We don't care about that. El aminyan rov kolodim. We only look at what is for all people.
125.
So it's 125 regardless if that person may need 126. Or that person only needs 124.
125 is the universal.
125 is the number, regardless of how many he has.
Universal.
With one exception, and what's that one with that finger?
Oh.
Okay, in Haisa Etzri Yeshbotzi part, if you've got a finger with a fingernail, which is always included, or it's just an Isperis al Gaviachi Ominion, or it's on the not line, the row, even though it didn't have the fingernail. As we explained, and those are considered part of the extra numbers, or and then you'd have to have more to take care of that. Okay, we've done four out of the five halacha tests. Tomorrow will give us the fifth, and then we'll get to one more qualification halacha yud.
We have a skeleton; it's all from one person, but. Does it-